I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
Man, am I fired up after a dud of a Wednesday. Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show. It's your host, Jeff Clark. It's Thursday, January 20th. There's a three-game slate in the NBA, and I got to make a comeback. I'm 1-6 in my last 2 days here podcasting. I went 0-3 on a Wednesday slate. It was kind of a heartbreaker performance for me. Shout out to the presenting website, sportsbookwire.usalay.com, where I'm a sports betting analyst. You can check out my daily NBA or sports handicaps, also handicaps and betting breakdowns from all my colleagues for all major sporting events before you make a wager. So check them out. But yeah, hell of a stinker on Wednesday. Went 0-3, lost to the Timberwolves plus 1.5, lost on the under 228.5 in the Grizzlies Bucks, and whiffed with the Raptors plus 3.5. I have a sob story for each of them. Before I get into the recaps of last night, which will be brief, and the analysis of my two best bets, let me shout out the sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. They're a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see Tipico's website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Like I said, I was 0-3 on Wednesday, so dropped my January record to 20-13 this month. So I'm still doing well, but definitely not doing as well as I started in the first couple weeks of this month. So hopefully we can get it back Thursday. I got to be honest, I'm a little sheepish to bring my picks to you guys today. I did wager cold hard-earned cash on my best bets, but they are square. They are both of which are favorites and both of which are getting a whole bunch of money. So real quick, Wednesday again, I was 0-3, lost to the Timberwolves 1.5. They went into the first half game with the Atlanta Hawks with a double digit lead, but got outscored by 25 points in the third quarter. The wheels completely fell off for the Timberwolves and they lost that game 134-122. So the Timberwolves plus 1.5 and money line looked great for the first 24 minutes. And then after the third quarter, pretty much could rip that ticket up. So that stinks. We also missed, or I missed on the under 228.5 in the Grizzlies Bucks. Two of the quarters went under, the second and fourth, but two of the quarters went over. The first and the third, I think the first had like 65 points. The third had maybe more than 70. So either way, the over was the right side, and Milwaukee won that game 126-114 over the Memphis Grizzlies. The under had very little chance, to be honest, but, you know, again, two of the quarters went under, two went over, but we're definitely on the wrong side of that one. So on to the next one, which was Toronto, who beat the closing line value of 4.5, but we gave it out at plus 3.5. So the Dallas 102-98 was an ATS loser for us. That's another heartbreaking one. Came down to the final moments. Raptors actually hoisted a shot in the expiring seconds of the game to possibly put that under or cash that 3.5 ticket, but shot didn't go down and we lost. So it's a bummer of a Wednesday, but hopefully we can get some of it back Thursday and then finish the week stronger on Friday. My best bets for the Thursday slate are the Phoenix Suns minus 3.5 according to Tipico right now versus the Dallas Mavericks. And I'm also going with the New York Knicks minus 4.5 as they host the New Orleans Pelicans. So let me get into the analysis of these games real quick. Again, the Phoenix Suns 34-9 visiting the 26-19 Dallas Mavericks. Both teams are red hot. Phoenix won and covered its fourth straight Tuesday by crushing the San Antonio Spurs 121-107 as 4-point favorites. In January, Phoenix is 7-1 straight up, 6-2 against the spread, and they have the best net rating at plus 13.6 points per 100 possessions. Dallas, again, they beat the Toronto Raptors 102-98 last night. We were on the wrong side of that one. They couldn't cover as 4.5-point closing favorites. It was actually their third straight ATS loss. But this month, they are right behind Phoenix in net rating. They have a plus 11.1 points per 100 possessions. They're 9-1 straight up, but 6-4 against the number. Phoenix was 2-0 straight up last season versus Dallas, but Dallas did cover both of those short or close victories by the Phoenix Suns. Again, we're on the Suns minus 3.5 for a few reasons here. Phoenix plays better against good teams, and both teams, like I said, are playing very well this year or this month. Phoenix is 7-4 straight up versus top 10 teams in adjusted net rating, while Dallas is 3-8 straight up versus those top 10 teams. This is according to cleaningtheglass.com. Also, it's a pretty good spot for Phoenix. They're 7-1 straight up when playing an opponent who's on the second of a back-to-back. They have plus 11.7 points per 100 possessions in those matchups, according to Cleaning the Glass. And Phoenix is also 11-6 against the spread as a road favorite, and they have the third best ATS differential at plus 6.3. Also, the backcourt of Phoenix really balls out against Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. Both Devin Booker and Chris Paul are 6-1 straight up when they play Luka and the Dallas Mavericks. Luka is shooting just 41% or 42%, 23.6% from behind the arc versus Chris Paul in those seven games. And Booker is actually averaging 26.9 points per game on 53% shooting, 40% three-point shooting. Whereas Luka is just shooting 17% in his seven games versus Booker and the Suns. Now, obviously, Chris Paul's 6-1 straight up record against Luka. Only five of those games came with when he was on the Phoenix. So some of those head to head meetings occurred with him on Oklahoma City, with him playing for the Rockets. I'm not sure if he played for the Clippers when he's played against Luka, but the backcourt performs really well against Dallas. Dallas is not covered in the last three. They've played a lot more games this month and should be on more tired legs than Phoenix. So we'll go ahead and take the Suns minus 3.5 as they visit the Dallas Mavericks in a game played between the top two teams this month. So let's go Suns minus 3.5. Next game is a 7:30 tip-off between the 16-28 New Orleans Pelicans playing the 22-23 New York Knicks. New Orleans squandered an early double-digit lead to lose 104-92 to Boston Monday. It was their second straight loss. They were 4-point underdogs in that game and were covering for the first half, plus before the wheels fell off in the third quarter, a lot like Minnesota did last night. New York lost as 4-point underdogs, closing 4-point underdogs Tuesday to the Minnesota Timberwolves, 112-110. It was also New York's second straight loss. New Orleans isn't performing as well as New York this month, though. They're 3-6 straight up, 4-5 against the number in January. They have a minus 5.2 adjusted net rating, which is 22nd in the NBA. Whereas New York is 5-4 straight up. They're 6-3 against the number despite that outright loss and ATS loss to Minnesota Tuesday. But they also have a plus 1.2 adjusted net rating, which is 14th this month in the NBA, according to cleaningtheglass.com. Also, New York beat New Orleans 123-117 on the road October 30th in their first meeting this season. But New Orleans did cover as 8-point road or home underdogs. I got a few reasons why I like the New York Knicks in this spot. One, New York is much deeper. They score 35 points per game off the bench with a plus 2.3 plus minus, bench plus minus, which is the third best in the NBA. On the other hand, New Orleans bench scores five fewer points per game, 30.2 points per game. And they have the third worst plus minus, and they're negative 2.9, their bench is. Also, which could even exasperate New Orleans' lack of depth would be if their starting point guard Devontae Graham misses tonight's game. He's currently listed as questionable. Hold on, let me see what he has going on with him. Devontae Graham is listed questionable with an ankle injury. So if he can't play tonight, that's going to be a huge loss for New Orleans. Devontae Graham is actually key to New Orleans' offense, which granted isn't very good, but Graham is in the 99th percentile of point guards and on-off adjusted net rating at plus 17 points per 100 possessions, according to Cleaning the Glass. So Devontae Graham is actually very, very important to New Orleans' setup, and not having him could be a huge detriment for New Orleans in this matchup. Also, New Orleans is a bad ATS team on the road. They're 6-13 against the spread with a minus 2.3 ATS differential. And New York has underperformed at home a lot this season. They have a home losing record, but they are 7-6 against the number at home versus teams that are below 500. Obviously, New Orleans is well below 500 in this one. Also, New York has an edge in the shooting department. New York is 9th in three-point percentage, or 8th in three-point attempt rate, whereas New Orleans is 29th in defensive three-point percentage. Also, New York's defense holds opponents to the fourth lowest or fourth best field goal percentage in the league, whereas the New Orleans Pelicans shoot the fifth worst field goal percentage in the league. So New Orleans doesn't get off a lot of quality looks, doesn't make a lot of looks, and it should be harder for them to get said quality looks without point guard Devontae Graham should he miss this game. So let's hope that the Knicks get a little good injury luck, Pelicans get some bad injury luck, and the Knicks minus 4.5 cashes for us. So again, our best bets on the Thursday, January 20th card are the Suns minus 3.5 visiting the Dallas Mavericks, Knicks minus 4.5 hosting the New Orleans Pelicans. Shout out to the sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook, again. Shout out to the presenting website, sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. Shout out to you, the listener, if you shared or left a nice review to the Bet Slippin' Podcast. I very much appreciate that. Hopefully, we can get back on our winning ways and have a profitable Thursday, January 20th. Best of luck, whether you fade or follow me. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.